We are in Tuesday night class. We are Parashat Re. I want to thank Hashem for let us broadcast again. We start in the book of Otar Shalom Bayit. From the beginning, 3 years, we finish the book. I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to thank my wife for let me go every night and teach. My beautiful daughter. ראי לכבד מאוד מאוד את בעלך. You need to dear and respect your husband very much. You need to know that he is the biggest gift that God gave you. When you're going to respect him, you're going to see that all the time his face is going to be very happy. Then the things that are going to go into his heart are going to be a lot of love to you. And he's going to love you in all his heart and in all his soul. The nature of the Baal, of the man, Shohev Likanes and Bayit Ham, that he is loved to come to a warm home. And to find the wife respect him. And she welcomes him with love and smile on her face. ומייקרת אותו מאוד, she dear him very much. אז תכף ומיד משתנה דעתו לטובה. Right away his mind changed for good. ונכנסת בליבו אהבה ושמחה, and gonna dwell in it to his heart, love and happiness, and קירוב, and he's gonna get close, very close to his wife. You need to see, to accept your husband always with a shiny and happy face. תראי לו אהבה, and you need to welcome him with love. And especially, when this husband come back from hard work, from hard day of work, והוא אז יגיע ועייף מאוד מאוד מדרכי עבודתו, that he is very tired very much from the part of his work. אז דייקה תראי לו אהבה, that's the time to show him the most love of you to him. And you respect him. ואף שעבר עלייך היום יום קשה מאוד בביתך וילדים או בשכנים, that even though that you suffer a great deal with the day, that it was a hard day with the children, with the neighbor, with whatever it was. And you want to tell him, don't. You need to wait. You need to smile. And you should not tell him anything now. רק תקבלי אותו בסבר פנים יפות. Always welcome him in a beautiful smiley face. And this smile on your face is going to retrieve the love from him. And the honor that he's going to give you back. And then you're going to see, איך שהוא יגיב לך, you're going to see how he's going to reply back to you. כי השתנה כל ליבו וכל דעתו אלייך, that all his attention and all his heart is going to be changed towards you. וישתוקק ויחפוץ בך מאוד מאוד, and he's going to desire and want to be with you very much. Any question?
So how long do you need to complain? Like every complaint? How long do you wait?
I don't call it complaint. I don't call it complaint. First. Second, we are only in the first chapter. We don't have the time to come to give to complain. Now we are just about love, smiling, nice. I'm asking if anybody have a limitation or any obstacle to accept what we say up to now. No. So we're going to continue. My beautiful daughter, you need to know, כי בידך תלוי כל בעלך, אם לטובה ואם לרע. If you need to know that in your hand, your husband, everything is in your hand, whatever is going to happen for good or for bad. כי אישה יש לה כוחות עצומים להניג את הבעל איך שתרצה. The wife have a very special forces to be able to lead the husband to her needs the way she wanted. רק אם תתנהג עם קצת חוכמה ושכל, if she just gonna utilize her mind with the wisdom and knowledge, like שאמר, the חכם מכל אדם, that the smart man of earth, King Solomon said in משלי י"ד, חוכמת נשים בנתה ביתה, the smart of the lady gonna be able to build her home. ואיוולת בידיה תארסו, and the lady that she is איוולת, she is not so smart, she's going to destroy her home in her own hand. על ידי חוכמת האישה היא יודעת איך להתנהג עם בעלה ואיך לכבדו. By the wisdom that God gave to the wife, she knows how to behave to her husband and how to dear him. ואיך לעורר אהבתו אליה, how to wake up the love of him towards her. ועל ידי זה היא בונה ביתה. With this, she is possible to build a home. ויש לה בית חם מאוד, that their home is going to be a very warm home. וגרים ביחד באהבה, and you're going to live with love and tranquility and understanding between them. And if it's not, it's going to be completely the opposite. להיפוך, שהאישה, כשאין לה אישה חוכמה ושכל, when the lady, she is not smart and she doesn't use her mind, רק היא עיוולת ועושה שטויות, that she is עיוולת is basically not so smart and she make a lot of foolish mistakes, על ידי זה תהרוס את ביתה ותהפוך הכל לגיהנום. With this, she's going to destroy her home and she's going to make everything like hell. ויש לה בית מר והפוך, and her house going to be bitter and upside down. ויש תמיד מריבות וצעקות בבית, it will be always and fighting and screaming in the home. עד שהבעל בורח מהבית, until the husband run away from the home. כי מי רוצה לגור בגיהנום כזה? Who want to come to this kind of home that is like hell? והוא מסתובב בחוץ, and he is walking out in the street, ונופל בפח ויקוש, and he is falling from here to there, God forbid, עד שכל הבית נרס, until the house has been destroyed complete. וכל זה מפני שאין לאישה דעת ושכל, because the wife doesn't have knowledge, and she doesn't have any things in her mind to use her strength to build the husband. חכמה והבנה, חוכמה והבנה, אין להתנהג עם בעלה. She doesn't have the knowledge and the understanding how to be able to behave with the husband. אבל תרב ומיד, by the way, שיש לאישה רק קצת דעת ושכל. By the way, when the wife have a little bit knowledge, a little bit brain, with this wisdom and understanding, she be able to take and turn this house and turn her husband complete towards her. כי האישה יש לה כוח חזק והשפעה גדולה על הבעל. The wife has a special force and special influence on her husband. ואם היא יודעת איך לנצל את הכוח והנשק שלה, and if she know how to utilize this power and how to utilize this force of her towards him. Any question? Please.
Well, what's considered mistakes? Stupid mistakes that would result in the house going in not a good way.
The mistake that the wife can make, if we said the way a lady needs to welcome the husband with a smile and warmth and happiness, any other thing is a mistake. The husband comes home after a long day and the wife, instead of to welcome him with the thing that makes him comfortable, she is complaining and she is this and she making faces or whatever is that. That's the biggest mistake in the world. Who wants, which husband will want to come home in a clear mind? So, we are in the third chapter now. My beautiful daughter, you need to know, always to remember the biggest righteousness that God did with you when he found for you your husband and he gave us such a good husband. Ach, et midotav v'itnaaguto klapayich, and how he was behaving towards you in the beginning. זה כבר תלוי רק בידך כפי שתחנכי אותו. After that, when you're getting married, it's only in your own hand how he's going to behave according the way you're going to teach it. כמו שסיפרו לנו חכמים הקדושים, our sages said בראשית רבה, מעשה היה בחסיד אחד שהיה נשוי לחסידה אחת. ביתרן לבת וואן חסיד, וסיין אוסו דסטורי נגמר, that he was married to one חסידה. One righteous lady, and he was a righteous man. שלא נולדו להם בנים, עמדו ונתגרשו. If they didn't have children, they stood up and they got divorced. הלך חסיד ונשא אישה רשעה מרשעת אחת, בחסיד ואין, and he got married to a wicked lady. ועשה אותו רשע, and this wicked lady make him a wicked man. והלכה חסידה, and this righteous lady went and she married a wicked guy. And she took and she made him a tzaddik, this wicked guy. Evesha, kol min aisha, from here we learn that everything is from the wife. And look there and see. כי לאישה יש כוחות עצומים. The wife doesn't understand how much force she has. ואם היא יודעת איך לנצל את זה בכי טוב, if she knows how to utilize this life in a way, in a better way, in a good way, אז אפילו כשהבעל יהיה, even if the husband going to be, God forbid, a wicked person, she'll be able to turn him to her maid. הרשע הכי גדול, even he's going to be the biggest wicked man in the world. Even Ish Blial, that man like it looked with no, without any future, Aisha יכולה להפוך אותו לגמרי. The wife can take and she can turn him back in 100%. אם תהיה סבלנית ותסבירי לו תמיד פנים של שמחה, if she's going to be all the time, she's going to have toleration to her husband, and she's going to show him a happy face, and she's going to respect him, ותחזיקי אותו כמו מלך, and you're going to behave and treat him like a king, וכל דבר קטן שרק יעשה, תפליגי בשבחו, that every little thing that you're going to do, you're going to keep praising him, ותגדלי את זה מאוד מאוד, and you're going to grow it, let him grow very much, ובזה יתרחק ליבו ודעתו, ויהיה מוכן אחר כך לקבל את הצד אשתו from this. He's going to be able to live all his part, and he's going to be willing to receive the will of his wife. ויהיה מוכן אחר כך לקבל את הצד אשתו. ולא כן אם תעשי תמיד ביקורת על מעשה בעלך ועל התנהגותו דקה. He's not going to be like this if you're always going to challenge him and you're going to look over on what he's doing, why you're doing, how you're doing, do this, don't do this, why you're doing this, don't do that. ותבזי אותו ותשפילי אותו, you're going to put him down and you're going to shame him. אז בוודאי יהיה הפוך לגמרי, then he's going to be completely opposite.
So are you saying that she should nag him?
God forbid, not. The lady needs always to treat her husband in a pleasant way.
What about the mother to a son?
The mother to a son. What about when the mother treats the son is the wife telling him, the bulb is not working. You're never going to change the bulb. But when the mother coming and telling him, my son, the bulb, I don't see anything, I'm in complete darkness, please come save me. The son running to his mother to change the bulb. Why? Because when the mother, she knows that her son coming to change the bulb, she's going to prepare the best food that he likes, and she's going to prepare this that he likes, and that he likes. And then after he finish, she's telling everybody that her son is the biggest contractor in the world, and he's the biggest electrician in the world, and he's the biggest this, and he's the biggest that, he's the biggest of everything. And after then he's walking out the street, she keeps screaming to him that he's the biggest one. She shows so much gratitude. She understands that that's the only way to do it. She has already the experience. But when the wife, instead of to tell the husband, oh, thank you, you did a great job, every time that the husband does something, oh, what took you so long? Did the husband do this? Or did he do this? And she constantly complains. The husband has no reason to come to change the ball for her. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Yes.
So how does a righteous woman take a man that's not as righteous and encourage him to become righteous without nurturing him?
That's a good question, but we have some chapter to continue going until that. But I'm going to give you a hint. But the hint is that you have in the universe what they call chokhmah, a wisdom. And you have in the universe what they call bina. God gave the lady the bina, and he gave the husband the chokhmah. What does it mean? Chokhmah is the wisdom. Bina is intuition. The wisdom of the wife, the wisdom of the husband, is to do what it takes for to be able to bring to the wife everything that she needs home. That means the wisdom of the husband is to bring home the needs of the wife. The intuition of the wife is to take whatever the husband brings and make from that everything that please the husband, please the home, please everything. For example, the Gemara said the person, a man bring, go to the market, he bring wheat, and the wife make from that bread, cookies, chulen, whatever is that. She refined that. It's going to be able to be eatable. The same thing in any other way. The husband and the wife, when they unite together, the husband bring one little spark. With this little drop, the wife taking this drop, and she grow it up with a billion different size to grow it and to make it a child. That means the wife have the strength, and whatever she choose to pick up by the husband and to enlarge the point that she want to enhance by him. The same thing that she take it, the spark of the seed, and she make from this a child, that if we take this cup and we're going to enlarge it with a billion times more, it will be bigger than the universe. The wife can take this child that is, was a little seed and make it a child. She enlarges him to every direction. The same thing in every other concept. The wife can take the spark of the husband and she can make from that and enlarge it to the capacity that she wants. We are not talking only about the children. We're talking about the light of the husband, the wisdom of the husband, the success of the husband. Everything that the wife, that tzaddikim never left the home without to get a blessing from the wife to be successful in the day. And if the wife, she is getting angry at the husband, she basically destroys, she cut away the tree that she's sitting on. That means that the unity between a wife and a husband is everything that God given the universe. And if they have the place to tolerate each other, they're going to be very successful. And if they're not, we're facing a lot of problems. The problem that we're facing, you do not see it on the spot. God creates always, like we have a 9 months to wait for a child, He has a delay mechanism. The aspect that we see, the way we behave, is coming towards our third parties. Parnasa, environment, family, children, they are the ones that get hurt, not the direct. Then, for the detour, the couple get hurt themselves too. But in the immediate action, everything else around them getting hurt. And if a people doesn't understand that, they basically destroy their own home in their own hands. If they want to be right, most of the people that I know, they want to be right. I said to the people, don't be right. Be successful. To be right, nobody want to be right. You don't want to be right and lose everything, like the operation succeeds and the patient dies. Most of the people, they want to be right and they stay alone. They rather having a dog at home to pick up the poop of the dog on the street and not to tolerate their own husband or their own wife. So, yes.
Does a righteous man have the ability to take a woman who's not so righteous? In this case?
That's not what the Chazal tell us.
Okay. So it can only be the other way.
And to be very lucky to take a wicked lady and to make from her a righteous lady. Very lucky. King Solomon said that he was the wisest man of earth. He was had 1,000 wives. He said, I had 1,000 wives, one I couldn't find. That means that one than 1,000, you can find a righteous man that can survive with no wife. But ladies, one in 1,000, you cannot even find a one that can survive with no husband. Good. So whatever the muscle they make in whatever that they are looking to have, an equal rights or whatever is that, before people looking to have an equal rights, they need to know what their purpose in life, what they came to achieve in this lifetime. And if they know, then they can use this equal rights. The Torah gives them more than they can expect, more than they can handle. They just don't know what to do with that. Because, again, it's not such a thing unsuccessful couple, but it is uneducated one. Most of the people on our generation, they have me problem. Most of the therapies that everybody go to see, the me is getting very strong. The commercial, the movie, everything around us is me, me, me. Me is the biggest enemy of the universe. God said, you and I cannot be in the same universe. If me exists, God does not exist. If God does not exist, nobody else exists. Not your husband, not your children, not the neighbor, nobody. Not the rabbis, nobody exists. But if me not exists, God is exist, everybody else is exist. So, ולא כן אם תעשי תמיד ביקורת על מעשה בעלך. If God forbid you, every time you're going to challenge him and you're going to look and you're going to tell him and you're going to measure him and every little thing that he behaves and you're going to shame him and you're going to put him down, אז ודאי יהיה ההפוך לגמרי, everything will be opposite. ויצמחו מזה מריבות וקטטות, it's going to be from that only argument and only fighting. כי עלייך לדעת כי כל גבר יש לו גאות מטבעו, that every person, every man, he have גאווה from his nature. והוא רוצה להיות על הגובה, he is all the time want to be on the top. ואין הולך לו, ואם זה לא, if it doesn't go to him, it doesn't, it is not successful in that, הוא מוציא את כעסו וכפידתו ורצחותו על אשתו, that he taking all his anger on his wife. אבל כשהאישה מסכמת אמו, but when the wife is agree with him, ונותנת לו את הכבוד המדומה שרוצה, that she give him the make believe respect that he want, ועל כל דבר שעושה מפלגת בשבחו, that every little thing that he does, she praise him and she tell him how good is he, וזה מתיישב את דעתו, with this his mind getting settled, כי הוא רוצה שהוא כן שווה למישהו, that he think that he is somebody, וכי הוא כן יודע משהו, that he think that he is know something, ובזה מרחב את דעתו, with this she is a comfort his mind, ואחר כך מתהפך לגמרי אל האישה, then he is going cleave complete to his wife, ועל כן ביתי היקרה, with this my beautiful daughter, אף שאת בעצמך יודעת ורואה שבעלך מדבר איזה שטות או עושה דבר ואינו שאינו כהוגן, even though that you see your husband that he making a lot of mistake and he is talking nonsense and he doesn't do things that is not, he do things that is not right, ראי ללכת עמו בחוכמה גדולה, you need to see, to go with him with a big wisdom, תמיד רק תשפחי אותו ותפארי אותו, always praise him and always look up to him, את חוכמתו ויופיו, how much he is wise and how much he is good looking and how much he is doing things right, ובזה תתרחב ותתיישב בעדו, with this his mind going to be expanded and he is going to be able to see everything the way you want it, כי יראה שיש לו על כל פנים אחת בעולם ומבינה אותו, he see that at least he have one lady that she is respecting and she understand him, ועל ידי זה ייתן את ליבו ודעתו רק אלייך, with this he's going to put his heart and all his mind only to you, ויואב אותך באהבת עולם and he's going to love you complete forever, וישמע אחר כך בקולך and he's going to listen to your voice, ויעשה את רצונך and he's going to do your will, והעיקר את תכבדי ותיקרי אותו, always dear him and respect him, ויהיה בעינייך כמלך ואז יחזיק אותך כמלכה, and he's going to be in your eyes like a king and then he's going to hold you as a queen. I want to thank Hashem for bringing us here to be able to do this class. Thank you very much and have a good night.